the incredible distance. Reality does not bend, it just can't. It stands as a firm brick wall, and that cannot ever change. It is the swift and miserable end of all troublemakers. Bad people are stuck in a tiny little world where nothing they do really matters. They don't understand anything, like some kind of a thief selling a masterpiece for chicken change. And you know, there is a middle ground, but I think that it's just temporary immaturity. Like training our vision to cast off the immature and become an adult. It is like celebrating philosophers on principle to keep dignity and wisdom alive. But you know, the virtues are already precious and protected as they belong to the heights. Which brings us to the correct direction for all of humanity. The superculture, the real, the high ground, the never-ending series of plateaus, the mountains whose tips we never reach, but we do get to retire in the sun far above the cloud cover. It is the up in growing up, and it is a lifetime of such kind of rise that you just amor fati the thing and call it your beautiful and lovely adventure. And the thing that immediately comes to mind is the incredible distance that we can travel here. How far you rise is limited by nothing, not even limited by time. There are no walls here, and manipulators and lies cannot ever rise. Your contributions always count as the challenges you cross are taken under account. You become part of the human legacy precisely because of your tenacity. You make every step precious because it is true, and thus has the power to expand a person's view. It is how humanity keeps together. All the honest lessons serve as a precious feather. And that is the first thing in life. Inherit your wisdom to avoid all the strife. This way we start where the greats leave off. They help us rise to become wise and tough. The distance we can travel is so long that it becomes a road upon which we grow strong. It is the wise, and it is the rise, a road where simple greatness is the prize.
The incredible distance. Reality does not bend. It just can't. It stands as a firm brick wall, and that cannot ever change. It is the swift and miserable end of all troublemakers. Bad people are stuck in a tiny little world where nothing they do really matters. They don't understand anything. Like some kind of a thief selling a masterpiece for chicken change. And you know, there is a middle ground, but I think that is just temporary immaturity. Like training our vision to cast off the immature and become an adult. It is like celebrating philosophers on principle to keep dignity and wisdom alive. But you know, the virtues are already precious and protected as they belong to the heights. Which brings us to the correct direction for all of humanity. The superculture, the real, the high ground, the never-ending series of plateaus, the mountains whose tips we never reach, but we do get to retire in the sun far above the cloud cover. It is the up in growing up, and it is a lifetime of such kind of rise that you just amor fati the thing and call it your beautiful and lovely adventure. And the thing that immediately comes to mind is the incredible distance that we can travel here. How far you rise is limited by nothing, not even limited by time. There are no walls here, and manipulators and lies cannot ever rise. Your contributions always count as the challenges you cross are taken under account. You become part of the human legacy precisely because of your tenacity. You make every step precious because it is true, and thus has the power to expand a person's view. It is how humanity keeps together. All the honest lessons serve as a precious tether. And that is the first thing in life. Inherit your wisdom to avoid all the strife. This way we start where the greats leave off. They help us rise to become wise and tough. The distance we can travel is so long that it becomes a road upon which we grow strong. It is the wise, and it is the rise, a road where simple greatness is the prize.